The fate of Cathedral High School had hung like a storm cloud over East Forest Park, the middle-class neighborhood that took a direct hit from the tornado. The single-family homes have since been repaired or replaced, but the school campus is surrounded by a chain-link fence. Parts of the roof are covered by blue tarps, and windows remain boarded up. So neighborhood residents literally cheered the announcement by Bishop Timothy McDonnell that the Roman Catholic Diocese of Springfield and the Federal Emergency Management Agency had reached a $38 million agreement.
We now have the brick and mortar funds to rebuild here on Surrey Road, and so we shall.
The FEMA funds will be used to rebuild Cathedral High School and St. Michael's Academy Preschool and Middle School, which share the Surrey Road campus. FEMA will provide 75% of the funding for the project, and the diocese will cover the balance using proceeds from a $60 million insurance settlement for tornado damage to the school campus, a church, and a residence for retired priests. A timetable for the construction and other details were not announced.
We have the concepts. What we want to do is take those concepts now and put flesh and bones on them, the plans. Then when the plans are ready, we can go out to bid. When the bids come back in, we can go to contract. When the contracts are signed, we can begin the rebuilding.
Local officials praise Congressman Richard Neal, a former mayor of Springfield, for his help in securing the FEMA funds. Neal said the FEMA assistance assures Cathedral High's existence for future generations.
One cannot begin to imagine the city of Springfield without Cathedral High School.
As the diocese went through a lengthy arbitration process with its insurance company over tornado damage claims and then began negotiating last fall with FEMA, Bishop McDonnell refused to publicly commit to rebuilding Cathedral High School. There was pressure from city officials, neighborhood groups, alumni, current students, and their parents. Kathleen Murphy lives on a street just in back of the school.
My four kids went to high school here, and it's been very dear to us. It's been a good plus.
Which young woman you got with you?
They've been good neighbors, and we're delighted today that's going to be rebuilt.
Cathedral High School was built in 1959 and designed for 3,000 students. The current enrollment is fewer than 300 students. Classes are being held in a rented school in Wilbraham. The diocese recently launched a campaign to create a $10 million endowment fund for scholarships to help more students afford the tuition.
I think we'll find that we have more than enough for building. What I want to get into place now is that endowment for the future as well for the students.
According to FEMA, the city of Springfield, homeowners and businesses have received a total of $35 million to help rebuild from the 2011 tornado. Congressman Neal said the city has been treated fairly by the often criticized federal agency.
Based upon the requests I've made, they've honored every one of them.
Funds for the agreement with the diocese came in part from the Sandy Recovery Improvement Act. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tutt, Hill WAMC News.